The latest figures released by the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, UNISDR, show that of the 100 million people affected globally by natural disasters in 2015, 22,000 lost their lives. Experts meeting in the Paraguayan capital, Asunción, are discussing their own experiences and looking at ways of reducing the risk of disasters and the inevitable deaths that accompany them. José Rubiera is the director of the National Forecast Center in Cuba. He explains what happened following the destruction wrought on the Caribbean island by a Category 3 hurricane back in 2004.
What is known in Cuba is to prevent reproducing vulnerability. Let's say you have a town that was destroyed in Hurricane Charlie. Well, what has been done is to build the town again away from the coast.
When a disaster like a hurricane, flood, drought or earthquake strikes, it's often the poorest people who are hit hardest, as they're the most vulnerable. Fadi Hamdan is the managing director of the Disaster Risk Management Center in Beirut, Lebanon.
Disaster risk reduction should be very important for everyone because it's trying to address some of the main challenges facing humanity, including the rise in inequality. Inequality is manifesting itself in so many different ways, and these inequalities can only be addressed by also addressing the inequality in the exposure to disasters, inequality in vulnerability to disasters, and inequality in the distribution of disaster losses.
This is one of the key issues being addressed in the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction. The framework was agreed last year in the Japanese city of the same name. It aims to substantially reduce losses in lives, livelihoods, and damage to the environment. It focuses both on natural and man-made disasters. Robert Glasser heads up UNISDR.
Addressing disaster risk is the single most tangible way we can make a difference in the lives of people, vulnerable people around the world, whose vulnerability is generally increasing because of climate change, because of population growth, and because countries are not incorporating risk in the investments, in the choices for the investments they're making. I feel deeply concerned about climate change in particular because it will have such a profound impact.
Experts meeting in Asunción will look at how best to implement the Sendai framework over the next 15 years and the role it will play in the achievement of poverty reduction and sustainability targets in the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.